United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, Heaven is Created by Your Own Inner Power, given on November 3rd, 1989, in New York, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
You have been talking about the kingdom of God. I believe that you are relating that to the concept of nirvana in the Buddhist tradition.
Correct.
Now, in the Zen teaching, you have the what they call the sunyata, the emptiness concept. And I would like to know if the Bodhisattva vowed not to enter nirvana because of his dedication to the liberation of all the beings on this earth. What's emptiness in this case? What's nirvana in this?
Okay. I have mentioned at the beginning of the lecture that all things here are illusion, play, yeah? So once you are enlightened, you see things as a play, yeah? Therefore you say it's empty in all nature. It's empty as far as our judgment concerned, as far as our emotion and clinging concerned. Then we lose all the clinging. It doesn't have any more attachment to us, attraction to us. This means empty. It doesn't mean you have nothing at all. Then better you not practice, otherwise you lose all things and lose yourself. And that's a kind of losing money in business. In order to understand what the ancient masters said, we must be enlightened. We must have the wisdom, otherwise it's all talk and talk and talk. Cookies advertisement is never a cookie.
Now, in the process of enlightenment, you have what would call, in the esoteric doctrine, they say that you will see the clear light of reality. And now, is this in this world, is that the reality that we are looking at? That means that we are looking at an illusion, right? Yes. And that's what you said before. So what's the reality in the other world then?
I wish I could tell you in our limited human language. But
please,
I could
please
not.
Please do, please do.
I could I not. I just can invite you to come and realize it yourself.
Will you give us a hint in this case?
Well, I guess I can, but it makes you feel more confused.
No, I believe I wouldn't be confused.
It's difficult to explain something which doesn't exist in our human language. For example, if you come to African tribes and you try to explain to the tribe people there about your telescope, which can record all the stars in heaven and all the television, how can you explain? They will not understand what you say. You may talk, but they will not understand.
That's right. I believe so. Okay, thank you very much.
It's so clear. I show you what reality is. It's better than asking. I am willing to show you by experience, because there are many things you cannot talk. Don't just make everything into a vocabulary. For example, if you love a girl, now people ask you to describe the love. Can you? Can you do it? Can you put love into language? No. And don't do it. If we put love into language, it's become morbid, become some kind of imagination, very cheap, low style. You cannot describe the love you have for your lover. It never can. So I cannot do the same thing. I cannot bring the kingdom of God into this cheap language. I cannot do it. And the kingdom of God or the enlightenment or the reality is even harder to convey than the love that we feel for the human beings, okay? But you may experience when I give you initiation, you know it, all right? Direct experience, like eating a cookie. No need to hear it from another person, second-hand knowledge.
I have only two questions. Sometimes I have prophetic feelings. I have some sort of extrasensory perception. I can feel the future sometimes of myself. And recently I feel that my life is in danger.
Yeah.
Do you feel my life is in danger?
Yes, our life always in danger.
My personal life.
In any moment, the only protection is God's power. Yeah?
I understand.
Whether yours or my anyone is the same. Whether you know it or not, our life is always in any danger at any moment. So if you want to protect yourself and get enlightenment, use your wisdom to protect your own life. Okay. Yeah? No one else can do it.
Okay, I have a second question. All my life, I have a lot of problems. And I read the Jin Gang Jing, and I copy the Xin Jing, and I'm a vegetarian. Yet I cannot seem to dispel the problems I have. I constantly run into problems, and I have a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And even though I am devoted to the practice of Buddhism.
So you mean this doesn't help you, right?
Not really. I mean, I'm frightened. I have some personal problems. I'm extremely frightened.
You're right. This won't help you. Reading the menus doesn't satisfy your hunger. So what you need is a concrete cookie. Enlightenment. Real experience, not reading someone else's experience.
Well, Jin Gang Jing is a Buddha sutra passed down.
Yes, but it talks about enlightenment only. It isn't the enlightenment.
Yes, I understand that, but me as a person who's unenlightened, I have to go by some path that I can get enlightened.
First, you have to open your enlightened door, and then you will be enlightened. You feel different then. Feel like a big burden has fallen off from your shoulder.
I see.
I understand your problem.
Another thing that happened to me is I saw a spirit when I was a child. I was 3 or 4 years old, and the spirit was a Buddhist monk.
Yes.
And since then, I have a lot of problems. I was born in China.
You should not worry.
You should not worry.
The spirit of the monk and your problem connected together. That monk wants to warn you, yeah, that you should get enlightenment.
I am not so sure because since that happened, I find myself to slightly have ESP power. And because of that, I had got into a lot of problems.
我看见这个和尚鬼魂之后啊，我就有点心灵感应啊。那因为这个心灵感应的事情，我一生都很多的挫折，很多的灾难。啊，这个意思说，啊，你应该多修行嘛。我就现在就是在修行嘛，我念《金刚经》，我抄。我懂这个没什么意思啦，就是念菜单而已啊。
还没有吃菜啦。师父是说这个是念菜单，你要吃。You have to practice.
这个就接受印心传法者注意事项里头有一个，就是说终身吃素，蛋也不吃，因为终身吃素不吃肉类是为了不杀生，可是这个蛋现在的蛋都是没生命的呀。蛋也不能吃，虽然是没有生命，不过它有那个一半啊。
有阴有阳，才有一个生命，是不是？那我们没有阴阳不契合，不过有阴在里面。第一，第二，那个动物上那个鸡呀、鸭，它们都吃乱七八糟的昆虫啊，那它们的蛋呢、也不会很单纯。第三，蛋呢、无论什么虫类啊，有一种品质啊，可以吸引那些阴魂呐、阴气啦。 那如果我们自行去的话，那么阴气跟踪，我们修行的人要多养，我们已经阴气够了。所以你看那些巫师啊，他们就用蛋啊吸阴鬼，有没有？然后控制他们，叫他们去害人、去工作，所以我们不吃蛋。
That gentleman over there asking that one of the requirements to go to initiation is you have to be a vegetarian. And he said, he mentioned the egg, you know, the egg that normally we eat. It's like a chicken that they grow the chicken just trying to sell the eggs, to bear the eggs. So we shall be able to eat. And the master explained in English, which it will be difficult for me to explain. Probably master can explain that.
I say egg contain half of the life, yeah? And when they unite together and become a chicken. This is the first reason why we should not eat egg, yeah? Now, some egg have what they call no union with the hen, unfertilized, but still they contain half of the life in it. Now, this is second reason is that chickens or egg-bearing foals, they eat all kinds of worms and all kinds of dirty things. So when we eat it, the eggs are not that pure, yeah? It's not good for our delicate system. The more we practice, the more we become very sensitive. It's dirty. The third reason is that all the black magicians, they use eggs to attract the so-called dead souls, yeah? The controlled soul. So if we eat inside, we also attract these likely to ourselves. And so we added more of the negative nature to our own beings. It's not very helpful to spiritual progress, so we don't eat egg, all right?
Oh, thank you. I would like to ask your confirmation, see whether I'm walking on the right path. As I walk towards the world to enlightenment, each process that I went through, each stages in related to meditation, as you go through this each checkline, somehow that not only physical, you experience internal physical feelings, and the energy flow through it. Besides that, it seems that emotionally, also you have to undergo testing. It's like whether you can appreciate what you have, and they further test you the material world, and further weaken you up to go to another stage. Isn't that the right path?
That's right. That's right.
That's the correct way of experiencing the body change. As passing through the seven stages. And then spiritually also being tested. When I say being tested, it's like you're more aware of what's going on and you are very sensitive and very awakened about the material world, the spiritual world. Somehow that you have to make choices. to attain to the next stages. Is
I understand.
Correct?
Yes, you have to pass exams. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Each stage you go into it is another exam involved.
Mm.
Is it this is the correct path of walking through it or going through it?
Yes, as far as some of the lower stage is concerned.
Mm. Thank you.
There are more to that than just tests and change of the body. Actually, your body no need to change as far as diet is concerned. This is only a kind of... I think you need a teacher, yeah?
I know, but I
cannot always answer your question in 5 minutes. But you will ask all along.
I understand.
Yeah.
That's the reason I'm coming to this seminar.
So you ask...
I keep my eyes open for a good teacher.
You are already enlightened. You should know who is your teacher. If you are true enlightened people, you can see the teacher is great. I have great light and have great power. That means you are not enlightened enough. So quickly look for a teacher before you go into a wrong direction.
Thank you.
Yes. You pray, yeah? You pray to God to help you.
我想向您请教一下，就是我有一位朋友是一个患病的朋友哈。
我不是救病的医生。
不是，我想请教你，他练气功以后，他这个会目这个地方常常会，就是常常觉得有放电，然后这个手上也是常常放电。而且这个手上的电跟这个会目的电常常会相出，那么我想请您可不可以解释一下，不知道这是什么？
这些不是智慧的，这些就是身体的动作，这是一种用外灵的力量来，有的时候救病或是看什么过去未来的东西，就比较小等级啦。
嗯哼。
他因为练气功才有病，是怎样？
不是不是，他是原有病的，练了以后身体改善了，
练了之后才好一点，
练得变好了
啊，那好啊，智慧不着是着那种动来动去，电这里电那里，嗯，我有一个高手的气功的，
嗯，
不是这样子碰电这里而已，他从这里可以打你到那里了，从这里可以打那个人那里，打到的气脉通的。打的那个人会飘出来了，他的强力那么厉害啊！好像是师傅的徒弟，跟师傅环游世界都走的。哎，去外面问他 ，When I meditate as a beginner, how do I know I am progressive or actually going backward? Can I choose my own way for meditation, or I have to follow certain strict rules? There are some rules when you learn to meditate. Otherwise, we might endanger ourselves.The best way is to have a teacher, and you can always communicate with this teacher by phone or by mails in order to know if you progress or not. Because sometimes we are in this illusionary world, and everything can trick us. Yeah? Sometimes we progress and we think we are regressing, and sometimes we are regressing, we think we are progressing. Yeah? So the need of the teacher. If you choose your own way, it's a little bit dangerous and a little bit unclear. Yeah? If you have a teacher, it's clearer and safer and quicker. I'm a calm person and kind to everyone. Would you tell me the technique to meditation so that I can be enlightened? Guanyin technique. How to find your true self? What happens if true self is kind of evil? It's not.The true self is not evil, yeah? If you want to find your true self, I already answer. I can offer you the way. As the Buddha asked disciples to filter the water, do we have to filter our environment and our actions so that we may easier attain enlightenment? Yes, we do, we do, we do. Therefore, the emphasis on keeping the precepts, yeah? Or the commandment. Second,What is this power you talk about attached to enlightenment? The power which can turn our ignorance into wisdom. The power to help everyone who needs help. The power to liberate every soul that comes to your feet for shelter. You say instant enlightenment. Are you using the word instant precisely? It means in a second,Or immediately. Yes, 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 yes. Immediately. Yes. But I guess one would have to meditate for months, years, a lifetime before that incident occurred. No. That is if you have no teacher. If you have a competent teacher, he opened it in a second. Yeah? It is truly instant enlightenment. Is that not so?
Yes. You will see the light, hear the sound instantly. During the initiation.
Yes.
Just like that. And that's why you need a real master.
Not only that, you have more things. Yes. Why people change their personality in a very short time? Please explain it. Thank you. Well, sometimes it is because of the outer environment, sometimes because of the people they are contacted with brought about the sudden change. Sometimes it is because of sickness, yeah, or mental derangement. Why is it better to kill a plant to eat than to kill an animal? Both are living things. Plant has less consciousness. We have to survive on the less violent.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
What do you think of astrology? Nothing much. Doesn't change much. Doesn't help much. We have to change from a higher plane of consciousness, not by just knowing what happened tomorrow. We have to change our life, our way of living, in order to better our life and smooth our path not by consulting an astrology, because he might tell you to avoid one disaster, but then the next will follow. You cannot always have an astrologer in your pocket, whereby you have your wisdom all the time with you. And this is the best astrologer, the best guide, will tell you everything and what to do in course of time. Even if he doesn't tell you, it takes care. Even if you are not yet in an enough perceptive stage, the master insight will take care that you do not run into so much trouble and smooth your path for you. That's the best thing to do, not to consult an astrologer. Besides, once we are very highly developed in wisdom, we are above astrology. No one can read your palm any longer. No one knows under which stars you are influenced anymore. Finished. You are above the stars, the sun and the moon. Nothing affects you. What are the practical aspects of attaining enlightenment? Everything will become better. Where must we begin? How does one become enlightened? You begin here. On Sunday. You become enlightened at the time of initiation. That's how. Why is there much suffering in this world? Is then innocence involved in suffering? No. I'm sorry, no one is innocent. Except you are born again, you're not innocent. Born again means repent our past misdeed and promise God to lead a better life, a virtuous life. Then God's grace will descend on us and will help us, cleanse us, purify us, make us become a child. Then you can say, I am born again, I am innocent. After the initiation, you can say you are innocent. If you follow the virtuous path, then you will always be innocent then, but not before that. We are burdened with so-called original sin or the past bad karma. We cannot say we are innocent. We are, every one of us, responsible for the condition of our world today. Whether knowing or unknowing, we have done some damage to the world. We must repent. We must change our way of life. We must live in wisdom, in virtues. If there is only one God, Buddha, then why do we have God in us? Or why are we God ourselves? Because we are all one. We are all one. It is an illusion that we are many. After enlightenment, you see, we are all one. There's only one spirit, one unity, one great being in all of us. Yeah. Now, for example, the sun, yeah? The sunshine, is it a whole? Each sun ray is from the sun, no? The whole is apart from the whole. But because the sun has to shine in different direction to benefit in different aspect, therefore we have many sun rays. But we cannot say that that sun ray is not the sun ray. It is a separate sun ray. It is an illusion to say a sun ray is a separate sun ray. It isn't at all. Or it is an illusion, it's ignorant to say that the waves are different from the ocean. I am not an alcoholic, but I understand the dangers of being drunk. Oh, that's good that you understand. But what is wrong with occasionally having a beer or a glass of wine with friends? Okay, it looks like no wrong. But people start from there, do you know? People start from a glass of harmless wine and beer with a friend and become alcoholic. Where did they start then? They couldn't suddenly become an alcoholic, no? It developed from glass and glass and glass of beer, glass and glass and glass of wine, and become more habit and take more and more and become possessed with it. So don't start. Don't play with fire. That's all. Also, any drop of wine, anything that alcoholic, dull your wisdom, kill your memories, make you further from the truth, make you forget who you are, and in this connection with the glorious path and your highest wisdom. Therefore, we better avoid it. Yeah? Many people are born like an idiot in this world. Yeah? You see many mental deranged people. It is due to that they have killed their own wisdom with too much intoxicant in the past, like alcohol and drugs or such things. So do not play with fire. Hmm? We do not know how much we can control ourselves. No one knows until it's too late. All mistakes come from the underestimation or overestimation of our control willpower. That's correct, no? Yes, yes. It's easy to say, it's hard to practice. So better not to try. Now, you see, the world is already very mystified and foggy. Why do you add more confusion to your mind? Our vision are already blurred, already not clear. Why should we add more to our unclear mind? Make it more unclear, make our vision more foggy by alcohol or drug. Yeah?
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects. Brain damage. Stroke. Heart disease. Liver disease. Tuberculosis. Emphysema. Cancer. Depression. Suicide. Permanent memory loss. Mental illness. Higher infant mortality. Increased crime and violence. Impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage.
Organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Why sometimes people can't control themselves? Oh, I told you already. It's easy to control people, but not easy to control ourselves. Yeah. It is because we do not learn control. Also, it is because of the karmic set up that we do not understand. Some people we see the first time and we feel we fell in love with that person. Is that not so? We call love at first sight, no? And someone we just met 1 second and want to start a fight with him. It's not that we do not want to control our emotion or anger. We just could not because of the karmic background. Maybe that person was in love with you before, or made some good, nice impression in your mind. So you met that first person, first time, you feel overwhelmed love, and sometimes mistakenly as a love, as first sight. It is affection from the past. And the one who want to get a fight with, it was maybe because in the past life he's angry you all the time, and trouble you a lot. Yeah? Second, what is the best method of instant enlightenment? My method.
我想在参加印心以后再决定是否实行师父所做的规定或戒条，能不能这样子？不行，我已经卖便宜给你了，我什么都不要了，钱也不要，啊？什么都条件都没有，我完全无条件共信。
The question is, I would like to join the initiation. Can I join the initiation first and then follow the requirement? The master said no, because the initiation already is free. Be taken care of it.
After initiation, you have to follow the strict rules, but you must already prepare in your heart. You must say, yes, I believe your word. I know what you say is true and correct. Now I want to follow you. So I promise, from the time of initiation, I follow the rules. That's okay. From the time of initiation, you follow the rules. That's okay. But not first trying, and then maybe, maybe not. That's just no good attitude. Yeah?
您刚才曾提到耶稣跟佛陀均发现了宇宙间至高无上的道理及法则。那这个道理是法则又是什么呢?
是爱情一样。 没办法讲， 就是发现它了以后，我们什么都会了解了，我们什么都不会迷迷糊糊，不会那么痛苦，我们很明白为什么我们在这里，为什么我们做这样那样，为什么别人做这样那样子，那我们死了以后，离开这个世界了以后，我们去哪里，我们做什么？ 另外一种世界是怎么奥妙，怎么永恒快乐等等 ，OK？
我如何知道我需要印心？我是否会在事前的时候感受到这个需要？这个，如果你感觉到这个世界非常痛苦的话，如果你感觉到世界上缺少爱力，缺少智慧，太痛苦，太无明。
你需要一种更明白的那种智慧了，更明白的一种升华的方式，那你就去印心嘛。如果你感觉到这个世界还蛮不错，还是很快乐，没有问题，你什么都知道的，你什么都能控制的话，那就不用印心了。OK？
普通人、凡人也能够开悟吗？有可能达到非凡心的境界吗？请法师开示。
当然，没有人是凡夫的，这是你们自己骗自己的。哪里是凡夫？佛在心，哪里是凡夫？没有一个人是凡夫，我们明知故犯，我们自己不想要知道自己是佛，而偏偏每天赚钱、睡觉、吃饭、生小孩，没有找另外一个地方。这个工作、吃饭、睡觉、生小孩也可以做。 顺便也要开悟，才知道为什么我们这样做，才知道我们是佛。如果你没有开悟，你就偏偏做那个世界的工作而已，那当然永久我们在世界，永久我们是凡夫。 Bye-bye.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We thank you for your compassionate presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more uplifting and constructive programs 24 hours a day, every day of the week. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.